We have a few minutes with Ameren, Illinois. They're going to be going door-to-door to businesses today, this afternoon here in Galesburg, to talk about scams because, yes, utility scams are still pretty big among the types of scams there are. Dieta Jones is the Ameren, Illinois Division Director covering Galesburg, and she joins us on the line to talk about them now. Dieta, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Will. Thanks for having us.
Very much so. Before we talk about what specifically will be happening today here in Galesburg, man, this must be such a frustrating thing to continue to have to deal with. Well, scams of any type are frustrating, but those who would want to try to pull off a scam involving utilities, that's got to be a special kind of maddening, I suspect.
Yes, it's very difficult for our customers. We began tracking utility scam information in 2014, and since that time, there's been approximately 4,000 Ameren, Illinois customers that have reported to us that they've been scammed or been the victims of an attempted scam, and it's cost those customers more than $140,000. So
wow.
We've designated this week, October 15th through the 19th, as Utility Scam Awareness Week. And so as you said, we're going to be out visiting and sharing tips with small businesses in Galesburg today.
What's the biggest way that these scammers try to pull it off? Are they just claiming they're representing Ameren, or is it the focus on using different electricity providers in connection to Ameren, that sort of thing? How do they do this?
Well, the most common for where they're actually cheating people out of their money, that involves the person calling and a customer, and they pose as an Ameren, Illinois employee, and they basically tell that business or residential customer that they're going to disconnect their electric service if the customer doesn't make an immediate payment. And we want all of our customers and small businesses to know that Ameren, Illinois will never threaten to disconnect power without immediate payment. Our process includes multiple notices and multiple opportunities to pay before disconnection occurs.
And how do they do this? Are they calling people? Are they going door to door? I imagine it depends on whether you're dealing with a business or a residential customer, doesn't it?
From what we hear, most of the time it's a phone call. We don't hear too much of direct contact, but of course that could happen as well. Another thing that we want customers to know is a lot of times a scammer will ask them to purchase a green dot card that you can get at Walmart or some of those types of stores. And we would never do that, but that's a mechanism that the scammers will use to request payment. And of course, we also emphasize that the importance of the customer never giving them any personal information that they could use.
So is there something that maybe that, you know, if you get a phone call from somebody claiming that they're going to disconnect your power, what should you do? Is there something that you could try to ask them to try to get them off the line before they scam you? Is there a combination of things you should do?
Absolutely. First of all, we'd recommend that they hang up, and then they can call our contact center at 800-755-5000,
okay. And
they can report the information. They can talk to our call center representatives about their account and about their billing to see just where they are, and if there is any disconnect in the process, we can provide that information to them when they call in.
Should they call police?
They can, absolutely.
Okay.
If they believe that it's a scam and they want to report it, they can absolutely report it to the local police.
Okay, so I'm a little short on time, unfortunately, but I want to make sure that at least business owners know that, once again, that you're going to be out this afternoon. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay. We have about 10 to 15 Ameren, Illinois volunteers that are going to be in Galesburg today, and we're going to be concentrating on the local small businesses, and we're going to be out knocking on their doors, talking with them a little bit to make them aware of the scams. We have some information that we'll leave behind with them, tells them what some of the common scams are with utilities and what they should do if that happens, if they get that call or perhaps someone walking into their business. Business owners, are targeted sometimes more than residential customers because obviously they might have a higher dollar amount in their billing. And so those scammers are looking for the higher dollars. And they also sometimes are contacted right at their busiest time. So for a restaurant, for example, they might fall for a scam because they call them right at the lunch hour.
Yeah.
And they fear that they're going to get shut down during one of their profitable times of the day. So we want to just make sure they're aware of those things.
I can't imagine that a small business owner would want to run right out to somewhere else and buy a Green Dot card to pay up. But again, maybe there are those situations that, you know, that you just want to get them off the phone so you can get back to doing what you're doing, and, you know, you'll tell them whatever you need to tell them, right?
Exactly. And it just creates fear for that business owner.
Yeah.
And so they may not be thinking clearly right at that time. And obviously, Will, we can't visit all of the businesses across our service territory this week, but we've shared materials with local other people there, the Chamber of Commerce, Retail Merchants Association, the Better Business Bureau, and even AARP, so that they can also get the word out for their clients.
Okay. Is there a place folks can go online and like Ameren's website if with information about scams as well?
Yes, they can check at Ameren.com. I'm sure there's some information out there, particularly this week.
Okay. Before I wrap up, Diana, anything else that folks may want to know about scams or the fact that Ameren will be out today talking about scams?
We'll just be out there, and hopefully we'll get to visit with some of our small business customers today and inform them and leave behind some information. For everyone else, we appreciate you helping us get the word out, and just don't fall for the scam. Just hang up and give us a call, and we can give you good information.
Diana Jones, Ameren, Illinois Division Director covering Galesburg, thanks so much for your time, and hopefully you get a lot of important information out today.
Thank you, Will. We appreciate it.